All right, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of AI art. You've seen the headlines, those AI-generated pieces causing a stir online and selling for big bucks.
Yeah.
But is it really art? And what does it mean for the artists whose work paved the way? We've got a stack of sources here, articles, research, the works, to help us unpack this whole debate. So what's the main point of contention here?
Well, at the heart of it lies a fundamental question. Can AI truly be creative, or is it simply mimicking human artistry? And if it's drawing on existing art for training, is that innovation or straight up plagiarism?
Okay, so it's about originality, ownership. Those are some big questions. Let's jump right into our first source, an article by Utkum Ekhies for Parametric Architecture, a website exploring the intersection of art and technology. It seems like Ekhies is not mincing words here.
Not at all. He doesn't shy away from calling AI art a threat to artists' livelihoods, arguing that it's essentially profiting from stolen work. Ekhies uses terms like exploitation and criticizes AI models for mindlessly generating art based on data that wasn't theirs to begin with.
Wow, mindlessly generating art. That's a pretty harsh critique. And it makes you wonder, are these AI programs just regurgitating what they've been fed, or is there a spark of genuine creation happening? It's like that age-old debate about whether a monkey randomly hitting keys on a typewriter could eventually produce Shakespeare.
It's a fascinating analogy, and Ekhies' perspective is particularly insightful because of his deep connection to the art world. He understands the years of dedication, the emotional investment, the unique vision that artists pour into their creations. So when he says AI art is stealing, it's not just about copyright infringement, it's about disrespecting the human element of art.
That's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in the technical wizardry of it all, but we can't forget that behind every brushstroke, every pixel, there's a human story, a creative spirit. And speaking of creative spirits potentially getting shortchanged, our next source tackles this very issue from a slightly different angle. It's an article by Tristan Goetze, a professor at Cornell University, who brings his expertise in the ethics of engineering to the table. This is where it gets really interesting.
Absolutely. Goetze argues that this whole AI art phenomenon is a symptom of a much larger issue, the potential for AI to exploit human labor and ingenuity across various fields.
He calls AI art stochastic pollux, which I thought was brilliant. Can you explain that a bit further?
Of course. Goethe uses stochastic pollux to illustrate how AI can seemingly replicate an artist's style without any true understanding of the artistic choices, the years of practice, the emotional weight behind that style.
Okay, now that is a huge AD distinction. It reminds me of that AI-generated portrait that sold for millions a while back. People were debating whether the programmer or the algorithm should be considered the real artist. I wonder what Goethe would say about that.
I think it's safe to say he'd see it as a prime example of a stochastic pollux, emphasizing the need to differentiate between technical proficiency and genuine artistic expression.
It's like the difference between someone who can perfectly mimic a Van Gogh painting and someone who understands the turmoil and beauty Van Gogh poured onto the canvas. One is a copy, the other is art born of experience and emotion.
Precisely. And that distinction gets right to the heart of what we value in art. Is it just about the finished product? Or is it about the journey, the intention, the human connection that gives it meaning?
Because if we only care about the final image, does it really matter if it was crafted by a human hand or an algorithm?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one we can't ignore as AI technology continues to evolve at breakneck speed.
So far, we've got Ekhies speaking from the heart of the art world and Goetze raising those big-picture ethical red flags. But now let's bring in a different perspective, one that explores the spectrum of opinions within the art community itself.
For this, we turn to research conducted by Juniper Lovato, an assistant professor at the University of Vermont. What's so interesting about Lovato's work is that it doesn't just present a single viewpoint. Instead, it captures the diversity of thought within the art community regarding AI art.
Oh, so it's not all fire and brimstone. I'm curious to hear what those artists are saying.
It's a mixed bag. While many artists echo the concerns we've already discussed about livelihoods and originality, Lovato's survey also reveals a significant group who are cautiously optimistic, even excited, about AI's potential as an artistic tool.
Now that's a twist. What are they seeing that perhaps Ekhies and Goetze are missing? What's got them so fired up?
Many see AI as a way to break creative boundaries, experiment with novel concepts, and maybe even democratize art creation. Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their artistic background, could use AI to bring their wildest imaginings to life.
It's like AI is handing everyone a digital paintbrush, even if they didn't ever hold a real one before.
Yeah.
I can see why that's exciting. But it also raises a whole bunch of new questions. If anyone can create art with AI, then what happens to the idea of artistic skill, of mastery honed through years of practice?
That's exactly the kind of thought-provoking question Lovato's research prompts us to consider. And it's fascinating to think about how this might play out. Will we see a resurgence in the value of traditional art skills as a counterpoint to AI-generated art? Or will the definition of art itself evolve to encompass these new forms of creation?
It's almost like when photography first emerged. Some painters saw it as a threat, a cheap imitation of their craft, while others embraced it as its own unique art form.
Do you think AI art could follow a similar trajectory?
It's certainly a possibility. History has a funny way of repeating itself, especially when it comes to technological disruptions. Just look at the impact of synthesizers on the music industry. Initially met with skepticism, they eventually became integral instruments in their own right.
That's a really good point. It seems like we often fear what we don't understand, but as we become more familiar with new technologies, we often discover unexpected possibilities and begin to integrate them into our creative processes.
It's all about adaptation and evolution, both for artists and for the art world as a whole. The key is to approach these changes with a critical yet open mind. So where does that leave us? We've got artists feeling threatened, ethicists waving caution flags, and then this whole other group ready to embrace AI as a creative collaborator. It's a lot to unpack.
It certainly is. But what's fascinating is how each of these sources, Ekes's impassioned defense of human creativity, Goetz's ethical framework, and Lovato's nuanced exploration of diverse viewpoints, all highlight the need for a thoughtful and critical approach to AI's role in the art world.
It really makes you wonder, is there a way to embrace the possibilities of AI art while also addressing the ethical concerns and ensuring that human artists aren't left behind?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all answer. But these sources encourage us to find solutions that balance artistic integrity with technological advancement. Perhaps that means developing ethical guidelines for AI art creation, ensuring transparency in how AI models are trained, or exploring new models for compensating artists whose work contributes to AI datasets.
Those are all really interesting ideas. It seems like a shift in perspective is needed, both from technologists and from the art world itself.
Yeah.
We need to move beyond this idea of AI as either a threat or a savior and start thinking about it as a powerful tool that can be used for good or ill.
Exactly. And that requires open dialogue, collaboration, and a willingness to adapt to the changing creative landscape. Imagine if we could harness the power of AI to democratize art education, to provide new tools for artistic expression, and to foster a deeper appreciation for the creative process itself.
Now that's a future I can get behind.
Yeah.
This whole conversation has been incredibly thought-provoking, to say the least. For me, the biggest takeaway is that we can't afford to be passive observers in this technological revolution. We need to engage with these issues head on, think critically about the implications, and work towards shaping a future where AI enhances, not erases, human creativity.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And ultimately, it's up to all of us, artists, technologists, and art enthusiasts alike, to decide what role AI will play in the future of art.
It's a conversation that's just beginning, and we can't wait to see how it unfolds. A huge thank you to you for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating and ever-evolving world of AI art. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this complex issue. Do you side with Idekes' call for protecting human artistry, resonate with Goetz's ethical concerns, or find yourself drawn to the possibilities presented by Lovato's research? Head over to our social media pages and share your insights. Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.